cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Well, it's Saturday night, so I must be back. It's Dr. Gregory A. Smith. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics. And unfortunately, about a week and a half ago, we had yet another tragic mass shooting in San Bernardino. This is on the heels of the Paris shootings and all these shootings. Why are they happening? Is it a result of our societies being sick? Is it people that are mentally ill? Are they on prescription drugs? Are they terrorists? Well, this is the narrative that mainstream media gives us when we hear about these events. We need gun control. These are crazy people. But there are alternative explanations that are more difficult to accept and harder to believe for the average person. And that is a concept of false flag events. Now, for those of you listening who've never heard that term or don't understand that term, it's simply where you have a catastrophic event. It can be it could be a financial collapse. It could be, in recent times, these shootings where these horrific things happen and they're actually being perpetrated by the government or a rogue faction of the government that's behind the events. So other people are blamed for the events, like terrorists or some patsy or a crazy person who's often killed at the scene of the event, who allegedly did the heinous acts. But the desired effect of this is that people become afraid, they're fearful, they are uncertain. And so what happens is the desired effect is they run to the government for protection, for help, the very same government that did the event in the first place. That's what a false flag basically is. So for people that are in the truth movement, for people that listen to alternative media, this is old news. They accept false flag events as facts. But for people that listen to mainstream news, they get most of their news from watching CNN or Fox or their local news. This is hard for people to believe, hard for people to understand, because the bottom line is that the mainstream media frames these events in such a way and they hammer them home over and over and over again. You're spoon-fed the same narrative so many times that their version of what happened becomes the truth in the consciousness of most people in this country. So one thing we're going to do tonight is cover false flag events and give you some alternatives to think about. We're going to cover time travel. Does it even exist? Artificial intelligence. We're going to even talk about the phenomenon of Donald Trump, if we have time. And when you hear these alternative explanations for some of the events that you see on television, you often think that these people are quacks or they're crazy, but a lot of these people that put these things out there in alternative media are very well educated. They're professors, they're doctors, they're attorneys. And tonight we have Alfred Lambermont Weber. I hope I didn't butcher your name, Alfred Weber. And he is a Yale-trained attorney. He has done a lot of things in his life. He was the general counsel to the New York City Environmental Protection Administration, a futurist at Stanford Research Institute, where he directed the proposed 1977 Carter White House extraterrestrial communication study. He was an NGO delegate for the United Nations and Unispace Conference. He was also an administrator of the Brownville Community Health Center in the lower Rio Grande Valley of Texas, and as well was a judge on the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal. He's a best-selling author of the book Exopolitics, and his new book, The Dimensional Ecology of the Omniverse, just dropped a few weeks ago in late November. Alfred, thank you for being on tonight.
You know, I'm very, very happy to join you and really enjoyed our conversation earlier today. And I'm just overjoyed to be able to share these insights with your audience, which, as you know, go back to the Sumerian astronomers in 3500 BC, up to the American philosopher and psychologist in 1895, Henry James, who coined the term multiverse. And now my new book, entitled The Omniverse, is the first to bring in a science-based model of the Omniverse, which is the new and improved version of what the multiverse was back in 1895.
Well, your book, and the you talk about with authority on so many topics, and we're going to try and really drill down on a few things so the audience can really understand it. The first thing I really want to cover are these false flag events, because we had this last one in San Bernardino. And Alfred, before you start, we have a clip that I want to play for the audience. And this is a clip from the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, where he was interviewing a lady named Sally Abdul-Majeed. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And she's describing the shooter. Let's play that clip, and then we'll come back.
Ms. Abdul-Majeed, can you describe to me in as much detail as you can, what did the gunman look like?
I couldn't see his face. He had a black hat on, and from my view, all I could see was just a black hat and black long sleeve shirt, possibly gloves on. He had black cargo pants on, the kind with the zippers on the sides and the big puffy pockets. He had a huge assault rifle, and he had extra ammo. He's coming ready for something to reload. I don't know. He had like magazines. I couldn't see what else I saw. I just saw three dressed exactly the same.
You're certain that you saw three men?
Yes. It looks like their skin color was white. They looked like they were athletic built, and they appeared to be tall.
And of course, we've just learned that one of the suspects was actually a woman.
So we hear this lady, and this lady that described three athletically tall white males has been correlated. There's been other people that have said the same thing, Alfred, but yet we have two dead people, husband and wife. There's no way that woman could be described as a tall white male. So is this a false flag, Alfred? What's going on in this situation in San Bernardino?
Well, you know, my history in all of this, and I just want to take a moment to describe to folks U.S. Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez, who was chairman of the House Banking Committee. He was from Texas, Democrat from Texas, invited me down from New York in 1976 to help him establish the House Select Committee on Assassinations. To investigate the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X, all of which were false flags. And so I've been professionally involved in the investigation of false flags now for about 30 years. And I've been a member of the board of directors of the Assassination Information Bureau. That was a non-governmental organization whose purpose was to investigate false flags. I'm a judge on the 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal. So I've investigated all of the major false flags. And people can go to newsinsideout.com. Our news outlet, and there we've done a series of investigations with Ola Damegard of Sweden, who had just completed a major study on the assassination of Olof Palme, the Swedish prime minister, and he has investigated all of the false flags, the Charlie Hebdo. Well, let's start with the U.S. The ones in the U.S., Sandy Hook, the Boston Marathon, then going over to Paris, the Charlie Hebdo, the second Paris Now on Friday the 13th. Oh, gee, it's Friday the 13th. They even have a special name in psychology for the fear associated with Friday the 13th. When the Pope ambushed the Knights Templar 1,000 years ago during the Crusades, what a wonderful time to trigger fear in the population. And also with the false flag in Copenhagen, all that was in the motion picture production business as part of his professional career. And what he's done, and we've gone to all of the different sites, is that he's pointed out that false flag operations are produced like a movie production.
Now, Alfred, we have to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to that. So you're describing how false flag events happen. We're going to come back in after the break. We're talking with Alfred Weber, and we're talking about false flag events. This is Truth, Medicine, Politics, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can find up to 30% off select holiday decor. So let's fill in the blanks with a few last-minute wreaths, lights, or garland. Deck the doors, walls, and halls. Then stuff your stocking with savings. However you build cheer, wrap up your holiday decorating for less. Let's do this. Get up to 30% off select holiday decor at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 23rd, while supplies last. U.S. only.
Looking for a little holiday cheer? Well, look no further. Grinchmas is here. Snap a photo with a Grinch or a 60-foot tree, then post it on social media for all to see. And make sure you include hashtag KABC, as your trip to Whoville was completely free. Experience Grinchmas at Universal Studios Hollywood. Now through January 3rd, sing along with the Who's as Whoville comes to life. Take pictures with the Grinch and Max, his dog. Enjoy story time with Cindy Lou Who, plus much, much more. Wanna go? Just listen to The Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips all week from 3 to 6, and you could win a family four-pack to Universal Studios Hollywood.
What? Just what I've always wanted.
Holiday cheer and fun for you and me. 'Tis the season for winning on KABC.
Talk Radio.
KABC. Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back. My guest tonight is Alfred Lampermont Weber. He is a Yale-trained attorney. He's a judge. He's written several books. He's also expert in several subjects. But right now, we're covering false flag events. We're going to cover time travel, artificial intelligence a little bit later. But Alfred, before we went to the break, you were explaining the whole history sort of behind false flags and almost that it's like a traveling troupe, like a movie production. So we played the clip from the CBS Evening National News where they were interviewing an eyewitness who clearly said twice when she was asked the second time that the San Bernardino shooters, there was three tall, athletic, white males. She was there in the building. She saw the shooting. And other witnesses said the same thing, three athletic, tall, white males. And then all of a sudden, the narrative changed to this couple, and they have been vilified. Maybe they are guilty. But why is it that there's such inconsistency? And so my question to you again was, is this yet another false flag event, Alfred?
Well, yes. Most probably, but we have to go deeper than that, just saying it's a false flag, because it's like, what was the movie about? You see, it's like making a movie. What Ola Demigard has shown is that each of these false flags is produced like a movie, and when we examine the Charlie Hebdo event in January of 2015 in Paris, we even went down and he showed me the marks in the sidewalk where the patsies that were killed, where they were supposed to stand, like you stand in a movie, so that you fall there and then you spill the fake blood on the sidewalk, okay? And each script varies. In some of the scripts, the patsies die. In some of the other scripts, the patsies don't die. Okay? So let's go to the San Bernardino. There, these false flags do not take place in isolation. There are a series of traveling false flag troops that go from city to city carrying these things off, and they are orchestrated by artificial intelligences. Jade Helm in June, July of 2015 was the first time that the U.S. went public with an artificial intelligence. Jade Helm was an artificial intelligence.
Alfred, explain to the audience what Jade Helm is.
Yeah, sure. And artificial intelligence is an inorganic intelligence that can think and do everything that an organic human being can do, but it's based either in a machine or in a plasma. So you no longer have a general or a chief of staff or whatever running a military operation. You have an artificial intelligence. And so we knew in June, July of 2015 that what was going on in the Jade Helm exercise here was run by an artificial intelligence, and we knew that they were going to deploy the European artificial intelligence in the fall, which they did around the September, around the Friday the 13th false flag in Paris, where then they had this phony, oh, he's the brother, oh, he's escaped through five different passport things, so we're going to have to shut down Brussels for a whole week. Well, all of that is phony play acting, as in a movie, but it's being run by the European artificial intelligence that's giving orders to all the police, to all the governments as to what to say. It's coordinating them. Now, let's get back to the U.S. That's not, folks, that's not in isolation. So what's the buzzword about San Bernardino? The buzzword is Islam and Muslims. It's not about white guys in black shirts, but the white guys in black shirts may be part of the false flag troop that do the heavy lifting, like the killing, right? But there's always in a false flag, one of the key ingredients are the patsies. If you go back to the John F. Kennedy assassination, that was the first major false flag of our modern era, where there was a coup d'etat in America, and the CIA essentially killed our president and put in the vice president who had agreed to become president, and the whole generation had dipped their hands in his blood. From Richard Nixon on forward, they were required to be in Dallas the night before so that they would all be guilty, including J. Edgar Hoover, including everybody who's been president since then were in on that assassination. So you have, this is Shakespearean, folks, once you get into it. Okay, so they obviously picked a patsy couple who were or were not radicalized at some point, because they're dead now, right? So they can't say anything.
Talk, right. That's a common narrative where they kill the perpetrators on the spot. So there's no,
yeah,
can't do anything.
And they, oh, oh, and and their apartments were full of assault weapons. Well, those could have been planted. You don't know that. So they are patsies. But then they have a patsy headline that says, Muslims and assault weapons, okay? Now, let me read what I had posted on Facebook that very day, okay? That very day.
Okay.
Trump media phenom orchestrated by CIA Operation Mockingbird driving Trump's media coverage and polls, orchestrated as component of ISIS false flags to implode U.S. political and social system during 2016. We are being played big time. So that the artificial intelligence that is also operating Trump as part of this, because Trump is using, you know, he has gone after anything in a brown skin, right? A Mexican, a black, and now Islam, and even went after Cuban, Cruz. He even said, oh, Cubans, in his public statement, he said, Cubans. Now, my mother's Cuban, and I'm from a Cuban family, so I posted on Facebook, I said, hey, I'm finally Trump targeted because I'm a Cuban, and Trump finally targeted Cubans. Anybody that's slightly brown, you better get out of the way, right?
So are you saying that Donald Trump is artificially, and he's entrained? In other words, he is being controlled?
He's what we call AI entrained, artificially entrained. He, back in the 30s, it was almost as automated as it is now, but now there's a much faster news cycle because the U.S. population is about one-third AI entrained because they have everybody looking at their plasma smartphone screens, and the AI is plasma-based, so the AI is based right in their palms. You follow me? Now, you see, everybody walks around the sidewalks of L.A. looking at their plasma screens, not because the information is so powerful, but because the AI that's embedded in that plasma is so powerful. And the American people are probably the most AI-entrained population on the face of the planet because 80 to 100% of them have breathed in the nanobots from the chemtrails that jump the blood-brain barrier that go into their brain, are activated, become and trained into banks of supercomputers, and the AI is beaming software instructions straight into their brain, like, you know, love Trump or do this or support the war.
Let me jump in for a second because you're saying a lot of things. I want to make sure that the audience is following this because we've thrown in chemtrails here and the plasma. Telephones, televisions, etc. So basically what you're saying is that there's about a third of the population right now that due to nanobots from chemtrails and due to the plasma and the phones, etc., that have been that are programmed from an artificial intelligence standpoint. So we're not talking about a guy behind the curtain here as much as we're talking about the things that are actually implanted in people's bodies that can be remotely, things can be remotely put into their consciousness. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And so it makes the American population that much more susceptible as opposed to the Canadian population. See, I live in Canada now, just across the border, and we don't have any of this stuff going on because the Canadian population is not as susceptible. But you have the American population where you can bring in a false flag production company with shooters that are part of the operation with a script. You get two patsies, one from Saudi Arabia, the woman. You can just tag them as, you know, radicalized. You just get a bunch of arms and put them in there. And then right when Trump's numbers are starting to falter, then you trigger the false flag, and then Trump jumps on it, and now people are really talking to him about him being the next president. And between Paris and this false flag in California now, Trump is the next president. Now, what has happened is, and we know this, and you can, in my book, The Omniverse, is thoroughly documented that, and I've spoken to a dozen whistleblowers from the top secret CIA DARPA time travel program. The U.S. has had secret time travel technology for 40 years.
Alfred, we're before you go in that, we got to take another quick break. My guest tonight is Alfred LeBron Weber. We're talking about false flags, time travel, artificial intelligence, great information. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
Call 800-470-5688. 800-470-5688. 800-470-5688.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
Call 800-470-5688. 800-470-5688. 800-470-5688.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do not attempt to adjust your receivers.
He is in control.
Scientists talking about an alien megastructure.
They're out there, and they're listening. So should you. Midnight in the Desert with Art Bell. Live at 10.
It's pretty chilling.
The truth is out here.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And we're back. My guest tonight is Alfred Lempermont Weber, Yale-trained attorney, been a judge, done a lot of things. We are talking, and we've been talking about false flag events, specifically the San Bernardino Paris shootings, and we sort of we're going into the artificial intelligence piece, and also we started talking about time travel, Alfred, and this is something I really want to get into, because when people talk about time travel, again, people that have not read about this in more detail or studied it. They think it's Star Trek or science fiction, that, you know, people are loony, there's no way you can travel in time, where there are many, many physicists and other people at educational institutions all over the world that are studying this, and our ability to time travel and how it's being used, you know, against us. So why don't you go ahead and finish your thoughts on the time travel?
Yeah, sure. And I'll show how it relates to the false flags and to Donald Trump, okay? The scientific findings that we present in our book, The Omniverse, which I really recommend to people because you might as well be up to date on what's going on behind the scenes. And we now know that we live in a holographic universe that's composed of multiple timelines. I mean, that is totally proven. And the U.S. has had the technology, at least 8 or so different types of technology for navigating those timelines. One is like a TV set. You see, a timeline means that, it just means that, like, you know how to locate somebody in space, right? Height, width, and depth, and you give them your address. Like, and time just means that you're adding a time location. Like, today's Saturday, December 12th at 21:36 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and I'm in Vancouver, Canada. And that's my time-space coordinates. Well, they've had a chronovisor. It was invented by 2 Vatican priest scientists. Then they gave it to the Department of Defense back in the 60s. And with a chronovisor, you just dial up the time-space coordinates to go any place in our along any timeline, any time-space coordinates in the past or the future. You want to see what dinosaurs were like? Dial up a couple of million years ago, and you're looking on either a two-dimensional screen or a three-dimensional screen, any scene. You want to see what Abraham Lincoln giving the Gettysburg Address was? Dial up the time-space coordinates, and you'll see that. And that's what the CIA's secret time travel program is like in one aspect of it. In another aspect, what the CIA discovered, because they're all about applied politics, how to control the world through time travel, in 1971, they discovered that they said, well, look, why don't we pre-identify U.S. presidents, you know, who's going to be the president in a particular year, then we can go and tell them 20 or 30 years in advance, brief them that they're going to be a future U.S. president, and then groom them. So by the time they become president, they're fully ready to be president. And in effect, they're like CIA operatives. So in 1971, they had pre-identified Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Clinton, and Obama as future U.S. presidents. Obama was 10 years old, but they briefed his mother. And then they groomed all of these guys to be future U.S. presidents.
Do we have proof of this, Alfred? I mean, how do we know this, that this happened, that they groomed the mother of a 10-year-old?
Witnesses, multiple eyewitnesses were present at the briefings.
You've spoken to people that were there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all in the book, The Omniverse.
I see.
Yeah. Okay, so, and I've been reporting on this now for over a decade. And so the big issue is going to be who's going to be president in 2016. Is it going to be Hillary or is it going to be Donald Trump? Okay. And so those of us who are involved at this level of awareness in politics, we've been tracking, okay, who's been pre-identified for 2016 and who is kind of what we call the matrix controller pre-identified candidate. Now, it seems like, in terms of the false flags, that the matrix is starting to back Trump because they're throwing all of the false flags his way, if you follow me. Mm-hmm. Okay? In other words, Paris was his way. See, this is on a world level. It's not just the U.S. These are planetary. In other words, Romney would have beaten Obama had it not been for the hurricane at the last minute at Sandy Hook that came in, that was controlled by HAARP at a global level, that threw Obama into his commander-in-chief role in the last week of the campaign, and that threw his numbers up, so he won. Before that, Romney was leading and would have won the election, so they brought in global HAARP to put Obama over the top. And we wrote articles and did TV broadcasts of that, and we have it nailed. We have it highly documented. We have the numbers. We have the HAARP. We have the hurricane. We have the correlations. We have everything. The only thing is that the mainstream media is owned by six companies, and a third of the American people are so entrained and so hypnotized, they might as well walk around blindfolded because they're the sheeple, right? It's like we're in an equivalent situation to 1930s Europe. In 1933, the fourth dimensional Dracos, Draco reptilians, these are extraterrestrials of the exophenotype reptilian. We are the exophenotype humanoid because we're primates. That higher intelligence takes a primate format, and we're in our solar system, Sol, in the Milky Way constellation. If we go to the in the Milky Way galaxy, rather, if you go to the constellation Draco, with the exophenotype reptilian, where and that's a format that higher intelligence can take, they are very aggressive. And they, in 1933, covertly signed a treaties with the Roosevelt administration, and then in 1936, with the Nazi administration, with the Nazi government. So they were running both sides of World War II. And they did the same thing in Germany to bring Adolf Hitler to power that they're doing to bring Trump to power here.
You're saying propaganda. You're saying controlling of the media or the message or propaganda. You know, when you were talking about how the presidents are predetermined, I couldn't help but think that Hillary didn't get the memo because that woman's been running for president for like 20 years.
Yeah,
it's like she keeps running. And if she does not predetermine, if she knows she's not going to win, why would she keep running?
Yeah, okay. Those are really good questions, and I've thought about them. So here's why I think. Number one, Hillary has been time travel surveyed for as long as her husband. Bill Clinton was pre-identified before he even went to Yale Law School. Bill and Hillary were at Yale Law School about 5 years behind me. And Bill was pre-identified. Bill and Hillary became lovers at Yale Law School. It appears as though from the words of Hillary's CIA handler, she might have been informed even before she met Bill. But I'm sure that, you know, pillow talk was such that Bill probably told her he was a future president, which is why she's on top of him like a cheap suit, right? She's very power hungry. I mean,
yes.
She's a woman that gravitates to power. Now, they may have told her, hey, listen, if you keep on going, you might just be president. You might, because these timelines are not deterministic. They're probabilistic. Okay.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, so Obama versus her in 2012, it might have been probabilistic between her and Obama. There was a meeting, as you know, with the Bilderbergers, and then she came out and it was Obama. because, you know, there was like a face-off with power. And now she has had so much exposure to Fukushima radiation in the altitude from flying, which she did as Secretary of State, that she has radiation illness and is very weak.
Wow.
Okay? And that's from my colleague, who's a radiation expert, Lorraine Murray. Yes. And that's her professional opinion, which I respect. And we've been observing Secretary Clinton very closely, and it seems to be the facts. She can only, we were talking to Iowa voters, and they say, yeah, she puts on his pantsuit, and she comes here about once every 3 days, and then she has to leave.
Well, Donald Trump had mentioned that. That got a lot of news points where he was talking about how she doesn't have the stamina to be president.
Alfred, she has radiation illness.
We're up against another break. We're going to be right back. My guest tonight is Alfred Lampermont Weber, we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We are all about comfort.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Defaulted to the net, shoots, scores!
Kings, Senators, Monday at 4 on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
My guest tonight is Alfred Lampermont Weber. He's a Yale-trained attorney. He's a judge. He's written several books, Exopolitics, and his new book, The Dimensional Ecology of the Omniverse. And you can go to his website, which you should, is exopolitics.com. That's exopolitics.com, exopolitics.com. And Alfred, we're in the last segment here, and I have to apologize to, we've had some callers, several callers, that I haven't put them on the air because you've had a lot to say. So I know from the response, we're going to definitely have to bring you back maybe for 2 hours the next time, but let's finish up on a couple things here. You've really talked about the time travel, and I want to ask you a couple questions about that, because we see in our society, especially when we look at celebrities, you'll see certain people that don't seem to be super talented but are just super successful. I mean, there's people that are super talented and they're super successful, and it makes sense. But then we see that performer that can't really sing that well, or an actor that's okay, but he's always got roles and he's super wealthy. Is this time travel? Are people going back in time and seeing what you should do, or being in the right place at the right time? Is it being used for those purposes too, or this is all about the politics?
That's a multifactorial question, because I just received a, you just mentioned the entertainment industry, and I just received a copy of a book by a colleague of mine, Rafael Palacios in Spain, and he's just done a study of the entertainment industry in the U.S. and you know, the factors that you just mentioned, and you can have that kind of favoritism, and it would not necessarily involve time travel, but it does involve nefarious networks that include pedophilia, that include ritual child sacrifice, where there are networks that within the entertainment industry that involve ritual child sacrifice, that involve assassination, that involve pedophilia. You know, like, oh, you want that part? Are you ready to sell your soul for it? And he's got a lot of documentation in this book around that. The studies that we've done on time travel and political control really relate mostly to directly to the political sphere in terms of the influence, say, of the U.S. Political elections. Now, I've heard anecdotally that during the Bush Jr. administration, Bush cabinet members were each issued kind of mini time travel machines so that they would know what was going to happen in their particular bailiwicks. What I'd like to say, since this particular program really focused on the false flag that just took place in California, which in my judgment was part of the uptick with the Friday the 13th Paris false flag and tied into the current surge by Donald Trump, who is essentially the, what I call the AI USA Corp, artificial intelligence timeline candidate, which the Matrix controllers and supporters of the Matrix are supporting. And if Donald Trump wins in 2016, I just want to issue a warning that the American people may face great hardship. And I just want to say it briefly in 2 points. Number one, I title moron. Most of the people of the world, and that's 95% of the planet, think that Trump is a moron and will think that Americans have become even more moronic and America will become a pariah nation, losing prestige and cooperation worldwide. Building a wall with Mexico? Oh, yeah, that inspires respect. I'm being sarcastic and ironic. Now, the second more serious point is this. America emerges lawless and destitute. There was a 1990s foreshadowing cartoon series in South Park, and this is where the time travel figures in, because the CIA time travel very often will leak time travel information, like to South Park or other movies, so that it's shown there. Like, Donald Trump appears in Back to the Future, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this South Park cartoon in the 90s featured Donald Trump becoming the U.S. president in the 21st century, so that could be true, where the USA emerges after Trump's first four-year term as a lawless, financially bankrupt country. Gee, how many of Trump's companies have gone bankrupt? As a president, Trump's policies bring financial ruin to the nation and its peoples as a whole. The people's respect for law in turn erodes and lawlessness prevails as racial and social cohesion breaks down. So I just want to give that as a warning. And there are alternatives besides Hillary, who is a lifelong member of the Bush-Clinton crime gang. Bill Clinton got his start by giving the MENA airport as governor to the Bush cocaine gang, where they could land their airplanes full of cocaine, where the Walmart trucks would pick it up for distribution within the U.S., and that's why Bill Clinton, among other things, became president with the backing of the Bush-Clinton crime gang. And so you're just electing another member of the Bush-Clinton crime gang, and both Bill and Hillary are lifelong ritual child sacrifice. And you can go to newsinsideout.com for the evidence on that.
Well, so you're giving us a bleak picture. You got Donald Trump, who will bankrupt and both socially and financially the country, and then obviously Hillary Clinton is just is the same old, same old. So who are the alternatives? Because I don't see how.
Yeah. So what I did, what the U.S. has to do is get off the AI artificial timeline and get back on the Earth's organic timeline. Gaia Earth, on December 21st, 2012, activated its timeline. And on Coast to Coast, I endorsed Andy Bishago, a U.S. chrononaut, time traveler, for president, who has been pre-identified as a future U.S. president. You can go to andy2016.com and see all the reasons why. Now, what you have to do for that is you have to write him in. He's not a Matrix candidate that's in the Matrix that you pull the levers. You write him in. And if enough Americans write him in, you will have the president who will break through the Matrix, because his platform includes bringing planetary teleportation, bringing the end to the Federal Reserve, and bringing a new era of planetary disclosure and prosperity.
Alfred, let me ask you this, because that sounds great, but realistically, in this country, right, you have to have hundreds of millions, if not billions, $1 billion to run to get the media exposure for people to vote. Because who's going to write him in if you don't know who he is?
Yeah. So what we're doing is, this is like in the Samizdat days or a revolution of color. And a color revolution. And what we're saying is that don't vote, write in Andy Bishago. Because if you pull the lever for Trump or you pull the lever for Hillary, what you're getting is a crime gang or ruin. That's what I'm saying. And, okay, so that's my option. That's my rational calculation.
So it's almost a bad choice either way, unless we write it in. Alfred, we've only got about a minute left, and I just want to give out your website again and tell people about it.
Yeah, sure.
I think
go to exopolitics.com. The book is The Omniverse. Go to exopolitics.com or to amazon.com. It's really a very, very handy handbook. It's like a basic manual to how the entire system works.
Perfect. Alfred, listen, I hope you can come back again maybe earlier in the year. We can have you on for 2 hours, because we've had a lot of phone calls. I usually get calls in, and I apologize to people that are holding and have been calling in, that we're going to get you back on and talk about, because there's other subjects that I think are just as important that we can talk about when you come back. So I want to thank you for staying up late with us tonight, Alfred, and we'll have you back soon.
Thank you very much.
That was Alfred Lambermont Weber. Go to his website, exopolitics.com. If you've missed any of this broadcast, you can hear it again on kbc.com or drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com. I will be back next Saturday night, and everyone have a great week.
The preceding program was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily